This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is, of course, another huge hit from DLR.
This is him?
No, it's the Love Boat theme. on so this day... Me. See, but it's weird. On the show sheet, it says, on this day, The Love Boat in 1977 was released to theaters. It was never in theaters. It was never in theaters. Where'd you come up with that, Solana, that was released to theaters?
Where'd you come up with that, Jimmy?
Well, who made the show sheet?
Exactly.
Okay, I mean, I'm pretty sure that was you, Jimmy, not me.
That was not me.
Well, I can tell you, back in 77, The Love Boat was not a series. It debuted as a movie of the week on ABC. Did one of you see that it debuted as a movie of the week and assumed that the movie of the week was in a theater?
Jimmy?
Why me? I didn't
write this that is down. Why we need you to wear a suit on Friday, Jimmy. Yeah, because damn. When you look professional, you act professional. and we can't afford mistakes like this on Friday, okay?
Got it.
All right, so you wear a suit?
Eh. I'll think about it.
Crowder has repositioned himself back in the restaurant there at the AC hotel that he's are you gonna get another Aperol spritz?
It's you know, like last time. Now I'm getting used to it. It's going to get a little busy around 5, but we'll roll.
All right. Yeah. You got your same booth?
Same booth. Because nobody sits in the corner when you can sit in comfortable areas.
And a couple of weeks ago, they finally thought they got rid of the crazy podcast guy. And now he's back.
It's funny. It's the same bartender. And he looked over at me and just nodded. But not with the good, what's up, buddy?
Right.
Nod.
Like,
nod.
Like, yeah, yeah, the guy's back.
That's not, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of Friday. So Friday is our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. It is at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. So you come on out. We're going to do the show live there from 2 till 6, and then we're going to hang out, and the entire staff will be there. We'll get ready for a little hockey action that night, enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. No registrations needed. You just stop on by on Friday, Whiskey Stars and Cigars, Tabacon at Plantation Walk. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. And online at edmoresawgrass.com. Must be 21 or over to attend on Friday. We want to see you out there. Give you a quick Panthers update. Start out the 4 o'clock hour here. Road to a repeat that is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Would you like to know the lines for tonight?
Sure.
And yes. When I say lines, I mean gambling lines. I'm not going over the first line, second line, third line, and fourth. Like there's an actual hockey fan listening going, yeah, who is on the third line tonight? Panthers, that is not what you're going to get right now.
Panthers got to be favored. They won 3 out of 4 this year against the Leafs, and they are one of the favorites to win the cup.
So the Panthers, now I'm surprised by this. I thought it was going to be kind of even, being that the game is in Toronto and Toronto has home ice. But the Panthers are minus 130 favorites, and Toronto is plus 110. And the total on tonight's game is 5.5.
As you've seen, you've ruined my life, because there's no reason for me to know those stats unless I was gambling on the game tonight. So you're welcome, Hawk. Yes.
I want to bet the Panthers tonight, and I do like the Panthers for the series. But I'm almost tempted to live bet that, to wait and see, you know, if Toronto comes out, scores a quick goal, and we can get the odds down to even money.
I'm with you on that. I haven't bet yet. I did do research, though. I was riding in a car, and we had 3 miles to go in New York. And 3 miles in New York is like 48 minutes. So I had some time to research, and I was looking at the Panther stuff and reading.
Let's see what some of the other futures are here. Stanley Cup winner, Panthers are plus 400. I have them at plus 500. Toronto is plus 800. And for the series, Panthers, I love the sound of the clinking behind you, the coffee cups, and there's something about a restaurant in a hotel that, I don't know, I enjoy that setting.
Y'all are enjoying it. I'm neutral. I don't think the people here really enjoy it.
Panthers for the series are minus 175. Maple Leafs are plus 140. By the way, Rob Pizzola, our gambling friend. What was that?
Just a little ice.
Rob Pizzola, our gambling friend in Toronto, will join us on Wednesday. Help us break down the series a little bit.
Here's what me and my boys, my group chat, are riding with. Sam Bennett, first goal scorer. Plus 1,100. Hmm. First player to score a goal. We're riding with Sam Bennett. Benny seems to get on the board quick all the time. So that's what we're riding with. First goal score.
How about Stolarz? Because I think they're going to pepper Stolarz. Mm-hmm. I'm not – like, I just think you talk to Plagans about it. Like, do they know something? And, game starts. I don't know, man. Stolarz saves is at 25.5.
Whew, that's high.
And goals against is 2.5. So I would take – oh, but the over is minus 175. Yeah, because I was going to take the over 2.5. But, yeah, it's minus 175.
Man, 25.5 saves?
How about Bob to pitch a shutout plus 1,000?
He can do it. I didn't do the game-to-game research to see if he choked them out before, but this is something I'm interested in.
Didn't he choke out Tampa the first couple of games?
Yeah.
Bob, well,
Second game was zero goals.
Until the third game. They got 6 on the Cats. But
yeah.
You guys don't want to ride with me? Benny, first goal. He scored the first goal in game 1 versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. Come on. Ride with me.
I might. I haven't put in any of my bets yet for tonight. Okay. I might.
All right.
I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. You said you and your friends, so that's people that have knowledgeably hung out with you for years.
Yeah. These are like my closest friends for decades. Yeah.
And this is what they think, and they think you're a sports guy.
Well, I just steal their takes. I mean, I don't know anything about hockey.
I have, by the way, remember I was on such a heater?
Yeah.
I'm going to count up the consecutive losses that I've had now since I went on my heater. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I have lost 12 straight bets since I went on a heater.
That's what happens. Let me see. I won. I bet a good amount on the Nuggets to win the other night.
Yeah, I'm pissed I didn't bet that.
Before that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, 10 losses for my one big win. Yeah. Yeah. That's about how it works.
I feel like I'm due. I feel like me and Matt Mervis are due.
You might not even play.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Matt Mervis literally not playing, actually, tonight.
He is not playing today. Not in the lineup.
Come on, McCullough.
You guys see,
might see him on the Savannah Banana sometime soon.
He better learn how to do the electric slide.
You guys see Dwayne Wade and Udonis Haslem? I mean, these guys won 3 NBA titles together here in Miami, and they are reuniting as part of Prime Video's NBA coverage. They're both going to be analysts along with Steve Nash and Candace Parker next year when the NBA is on Prime Video.
Udonis has surprised me. He's very good on television. We knew D-Wade was. Udonis, I think he surprised a lot of people. He really can hold his own on television. So, very cool.
I just think for UD, that crossover between being, what is it, vice president of basketball operations or player development for the Heat and also TV, I think that's the only time where it's going to get dicey.
D-Wade, too. Guy owns a team. And the same thing with Tom Brady. And what are we doing here? Yep. And what's with all these NBA players taking general manager positions at colleges? What's going on here?
Huck, I'll tell you what's going on. Simply, offer me a check, I'm saying yes. We'll figure out the rest on the back.
It was rhetorical. I knew exactly what was going on here.
Let somebody offer me a GM role anywhere.
Insane. It's insane. Yeah. The same people keep taking everybody else's jobs.
I'm not going to ask for a job description. I'm going to say, how much are you paying me? And they're going to
see who the new quarterback is for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Steve Harvey. They give that guy every job on the planet.
How much this year? $800,000? Oh, yeah. I could throw it out.
Show me button hook.
Formula One was this weekend. Oh, by the way, NBC announced, speaking about the NBA broadcasting rights and stuff, NBC announced that they're going to show player intros before the tip-off on game broadcast next year. They're bringing that back.
I like that. I like the pomp and pageantry of stadium introductions. They did that in the MJ era. Again, can it hold my attention when it's not MJ? I don't know. But there are some legit superstars, in the league. I think it's fun to watch the intro.
But like on the jumbotrons, or people just running out slapping hands with their teammates?
You're talking about like the lead, like the hype video and stuff?
Like, is it a video or is the guys just slapping
hands? I think it's just the intros. Like the Chicago Bulls had the famous one, with the Alan Parsons project. Yeah.
But I don't think they'll show, I don't think they're just going to run the tape of the team intro. I think they'll just kind of have a camera showing a wide angle, and then they'll show the players running through, and like at a Heat game, the little fire pyrotechnics going on.
Gonna,
like they'll have different cameras.
Show
angles.
The intros.
Yeah. Go play basketball.
I think it's pouring here in Boca. Either a pipe has burst.
It's my flight's been delayed 45 minutes from weather. It's nasty.
I hope you're not flying out of Newark.
I am flying out of Newark.
Are you really?
No, you're not.
Newark's having major, major problems.
Yeah.
I think I got one out of LaGuardia at 9. I have 8 o'clock Newark, LaGuardia at 9. Just pile up flights on flights.
Yeah. LaGuardia, I mean, the way that they rebuilt those terminals, especially, I don't know, you said you're flying United, the American terminals, they rebuilt all of LaGuardia. Beautiful, man. Just beautiful.
It is
LaGuardia
nice.
Went from a cesspool to one of the nicest airports in the country.
Yep.
By Newark, though, they're understaffed, and one runway is closed and stuff like that. They're having major problems all weekend.
I'm going to tell you a little something I got to whisper because I'm in this restaurant. The people aren't very nice.
In Jersey or in New York?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I had a different experience.
How you doing, big man?
I had a different experience in New York City this weekend, gentlemen. I couldn't believe how nice the people were. I mean, I could not believe. One guy even showed me his penis.
We're in different boroughs.
It's like when I was up there a few months ago and I held the door open for the smash and grab guys. They were so polite running out of that Gucci store.
Can you use the word pump if it's not followed by and circumstance?
Yeah, pomp and pageantry.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't think you know what pomp is.
I don't, which is pomp, why it pomp. Needs to be followed by and circumstance.
Do you know what pomp and circumstance is?
Yeah, like the pageantry.
Isn't it pompous? Pompous is a word.
Yeah, but not close to pomp. It's a completely different word.
But us. He said, is there anything that you can say after pomp? And I said, us. Pompous.
I see what you're saying. Pompous. Yeah. Big pompous pump.
What does he know?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sovereign won the Kentucky Derby at 7-1 odds. Most watched Kentucky Derby since 1989.
All right.
Man, what's the country receiver's name from Carolina? I love him.
Oh, my God. Leggett.
Leggett.
That dude had me rolling during the Kentucky Derby.
He's hilarious. And they were finding him. They knew what they were doing. Every
Xavier Leggett. Did you see his video from the Derby, Solana?
Nah, I didn't. I didn't watch any
of it. Oh, my God. I could listen to that guy for hours.
Did you see when some dude tried to ask him about, like, a real football question? Like, what's the difference between, you know, now you've been through your rookie year? yeah, them boys run fast out there, and they run fast. They different, and you got to learn more stuff. It's just, I love his answers are so
really
simple.
It's melodic. There is something about it. Yeah, he was doing his derby bets, and oh my god, he was great. He was wearing all denim.
Yep,
he was like, he looked, I mean, just looked great. It was really, I love that guy.
Are you gonna have a horse in the Kentucky Derby one day? I don't know, not much they call, but I'm gonna, we can get out there, and I'm trying to see what these horses, my horses run fast, but it was. It's just, Solano, you gotta watch these videos.
I just Googled him, and I'm watching a video of him on a horse, shirtless.
he's fun. I've talked to him in person before. This is not a joke. What he's doing, this is him.
Right. He is who he is. Yes.
The other funny thing over the weekend, I know there's NBA games tonight, but Steve Ballmer, the owner of the Clippers, you know, they have at their new arena this year in LA, they have that thing called the wall. And it was a creation to kind of make it like a soccer fan atmosphere where you have one section dedicated to like true passionate fans are there. They're trying to be wild and rowdy. He flew out like 125 Clippers fans to create their own wall in Denver at Ball Arena for game 7, and they got blown out by 40, obviously, so a lot of people were poking fun at that.
Still cool.
It is. I like owners that put a lot into it. I don't know if Steve Ballmer knows what he's doing, but he puts
just
a lot of
fun. Yeah.
But even with Stephen Ross and Ballmer, like, they put a lot of money and attention into their teams. That's what I think an owner has to do.
Yep.
Tonight in the NBA. The Knicks are going to be in Boston tonight. That is game 1 of the second round series. Yesterday, Indiana.
Let's see here. Want to guess the lines?
Mm-hmm. Indiana.
Game 1 in Boston, hosting Jalen Brunson and the Knicks.
Oh, Boston minus 7.5.
Lana?
Boston minus 8?
8.5. I was thinking 5, but yeah.
I believe Boston's about to run them off the court. I need to be quiet. About, I don't know if there's Knicks fans in here.
This one is so fascinating to me. OKC hosting Denver. Now, Denver, we know, got past the Clippers in game 7, but OKC hasn't played in 6 months, and they looked as good as Cleveland looked against the Heat, but then Cleveland went out and lost game 1 to the Pacers. OKC hosting the Nuggets tonight.
OKC favored by 4.
Solana?
You said it's fascinating, like the line is fascinating to you? Or
I find the series fascinating because I don't believe in OKC as good as they looked.
OKC minus 6.
OKC minus 10.
Oh, I'm taking Nuggets.
I mean, are you kidding me? I can get the Nuggets plus 10?
Yeah. That's cake.
So that means OKC wins by 30.
No,
right? It has to.
I think this is easy work. 10?
10.
No, this is crazy. Solana, who's OKC's big man? Who's guarding Jokic?
No, dude. No. They're like legit. Chet Holmgren starts for them.
Chet weighs 117 pounds.
I feel like he could put Chet Holmgren in his water bottle.
No, but that's what makes OKC so good. Then they have Isaiah Hartenstein coming off the bench. Remember, he played for the Knicks a couple years ago. He's been their perfect backup big man as well. They're big, bro. They're strong. They're athletic. I know a lot of people are kind of sleeping on OKC, and they're like, huh, what's going on with this team? You good, Hawk?
Did you fall out your chair?
You all right?
But my wife, the caster on the chair ran over the one of the plugs, and I got fixated on getting it out. Not that I had to, but I just became fixated on it, even though I knew it was going to throw you guys off your game. I literally became fixated on, I've got to get the wire out from underneath the caster.
You falling down. He's talking about Hartenstein. I didn't know what to do.
And I had some Hartenstein takes, but I was down here fixing the wire. And I was like, the moment passed.
Solana, you would lay 10, though? You would lay 10.
No. I don't. I would not lay 10. I like Denver plus 10. But, like, to just say that Jokic is going to go in there and dominate, he'll have his triple-double. But, dude, that team's legit, bro. I'm telling you, they're big. Hartenstein is 7 foot, and Chet Holmgren's 7 foot.
Hey, Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren. Well, just hold him to a triple-double, but they're ready to go.
He averages a triple-double, bro. I mean,
how about tomorrow, Cleveland hosting the Pacers? Pacers won game one in Cleveland. What do you think the line is?
Cleveland still favored, but by 2?
Nah, Cleveland minus 12.
Cleveland minus 9.
Yeah.
And then Golden State, who got past Houston yesterday, at Minnesota. Minnesota, of course, disposed of the Lakers. What do you think the line is there? Minnesota hosting Golden State.
Minnesota minus 5.5.
They have to be favorites because I saw a stat. This is the first series in 10 years that Golden State isn't the series favorite. So it has to be Minnesota minus 6-7.
Wow. I think Minnesota, I don't know the series, but I think they wear them out game one because they've been off. So. Golden State had
believer.
To run.
I'm a believer in Steph and Jimmy.
That series is interesting because you remember Jimmy Butler, Minnesota Timberwolves, the history there, him on with a Rolly getting out of there, kicking everybody's ass in practice. And then he like refuses to talk about his time in Minnesota, never played in Minnesota with the Heat. So, like, that series is interesting as hell from that perspective.
Minnesota winning game one.
All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Kind of rainy here in South Florida as well. So, stay dry and stay safe. That's your weather.
Crowder, I think tonight's the Met Gala. You're in New York. You should stay up there for that.
I'm fine. You got to dress up in weird clothes, innit?
Yeah, wear your outfit from the Savannah Bananas picture you sent us.
I don't like to hang with them weirdos.
You see what LeBron tweeted? Unfortunately, because of my knee injury I sustained at the end of the season, I won't be able to attend the Met Gala in New York tonight, as so many people have been asking and congratulating me on. Hate to miss a historical event. My beautiful, powerful queen will be there holding the castle down as she always has done. Isn't that an odd tweet?
He's a bit.
Isn't that odd? Like, why wouldn't you let us know via tweet that maybe your knee was hurting before the series started, before game 7 or game 5, whatever it was? Like, why would you give us an injury update for the Met Gala where I'm not even certain you need to use your knee? Like, just get a chair. Like, I mean,
get a chair. Your knee hurts that bad you can't walk. You're unwalking. Like, you're immobilized. He is a
strange
attention
announcement.
Attention.
Anything else, Solana?
That's your weather.
All right. Cheetah Pompano, Cinco de Mayo is today. And so there is a huge Cinco de Mayo party going on all day and all night at Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. Dollar off Corona and Modelo's, free Fiesta liquor basket giveaway, and more, obviously, beautiful entertainers. The best Cinco de Mayo Fiesta is happening right now and all night at Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. Cheetah Pompano, that's just a great spot to hang out, watch a game, a fight, the entertainers, 4 stages of entertainment, the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Of course, there's a lot of playoff action all week long. You can watch the games, basketball and hockey, at Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach. Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. They do happy hour specials till 6 p.m. every day. They have a full dinner menu in the evening. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well and get all the details at cheetahsofl.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hawk and Crowder.
Crowder. On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
We have tickets. Speaking of concerts, we have tickets to give away all week long for Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium, June 8th. It's a Live Nation show. We have a different text word every day. You text it in, and then you're registered for the contest. The word today is dolphins. So text the word dolphins to 20357, and you're entered in the contest. If you want more info, go to WQAM.com. It is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. But again, you want to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium in June. Text the word dolphins right now to 20357. So Friday, we will be live at Tabacon Plantation Walk and get you ready for a little whiskey, stars, and cigars. Crowder's in New York right now. What's the name of the little restaurant that you're in? Do you know?
Only sign I see is warning and exit.
Gonna get an Aperol spritz. I saw something on Funky Buddha Instagram page about Aperol spritz. I had mentioned it the other day. Nobody doing a Mother's Day thing at Funky Buddha. Moms drink free on Mother's Day. It says we're raising a glass to all the mother figures out there with a heavenly brunch at the brewery on Sunday, May 11th. Moms can enjoy free bottomless mimosas, beers, and beer mosas alongside delectable brunch specials from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Moms can also upgrade to their premium brunch, which includes bottomless Aperol spritz and espresso martinis for $15.
That's premium?
That's premium. If you throw in the Aperol spritz and the espresso martini, because I'm a classy guy, I know what the good stuff is, and so does Funky Buddha.
Classy guy. I got to go. This weekend, I have to go to Atlanta. After Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, we're leaving Saturday morning. My niece is graduating with a doctorate in marine biology, so we have to go up there for her graduation party. I don't know. It can't be from the Crowder side, so her father must be a genius because this girl is smart as all get up.
How about this? As apropos of nothing, I got invited to Ryan from Funky Buddha, his daughter's graduation party. It's the same night as Weezer playing at Meisner Park in Boca, which I've already bought tickets to, which is now the same night of Dr. Metzger's son's graduation party from law school. Now, how would you rank those three? They're all going on at the same time. I got Ryan's daughter's graduation party. I've got Chuck's son's graduation party. She's graduating high school, yeah. Chuck's son graduating law school. Or Weezer in concert at Meisner Park, walking distance from me.
For sure, 1A, B, C, and B1, B2, B3 is Chuck's son. Law school is hard to get through. The next two are kind of washes. High school graduation is not that important. Like you, yeah, GED doesn't really mean much. And then Weezer, he's at Meisner Park, let's be honest.
Well, it's not a he, first of all. And that's the amazing thing is that Weezer is playing Meisner Park, but it's for Boca's anniversary celebration. I think it's the 100th, 150th birthday of Boca Raton.
Okay, so you didn't argue about this high school graduation not meaning much. So Weezer second. And then, yeah, graduating high school doesn't really mean much. But I have to be honest with the world.
No, you're right about that, but you're forgetting about it's a party being thrown by the guy who owns Funky Buddha.
That's the part, right? That's what you're forgetting.
And it's his firstborn daughter, I believe, his firstborn.
Yeah.
Graduating. Yeah. It's his first big party for his daughter. Like, he's going to go all out on the spread,
don't you think the goodie bags when you leave is just going to be $5,000 cash? Mm-hmm. And an Aperol spritz.
It better be.
You're going to get a poppet and a hop gun.
Jimmy, you want to be my plus one at one of these parties?
I'll go.
All right. Which one appeals to you most, Jimmy, out of those three?
Oh, Funky Buddha, of course.
Yeah.
I love Ryan. I love Ryan. Love KC.
Family's I don't know what to do.
What they do. Yeah. Law school, though, that's difficult.
But what if he didn't do well? I mean, maybe he's graduating with C average, you know, and maybe Riley is graduating with an A average.
Well, ask him what his GPA was, because now we're talking this out.
Determined. Yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Speaking of the
he graduated law school with a 72. I think I'm gonna head over to Ryan's daughters.
But Hawk, I mean, just based on the stories you've told us about Dr. Chuck, I mean, his spread probably not going to be as over the top as Ryan's, you know?
Well, he puts together a good party. Here's the problem. He puts most of his budget towards a mariachi band. I guarantee you there will be the surprise mariachi band because he cannot have a function at his house without having the surprise mariachi band. But that eats up all his budget. Uh-huh. So the soda, like a can of soda, is always twist up. Instead of Sprite or like it's Twist Up, which I don't even know what company makes that. And it's like a 4-ounce can, which I didn't even know that they have such a thing. So, yeah, but if you want a mariachi band, you got to go to Chuck's party.
That's a Walmart brand, by the way. Twist Up.
Twist Up. Yeah. It's embarrassing for a doctor, concierge physician.
Would he show out, though? Because this is, you know, for his daughter, his first daughter. Like, he had to show out for this one.
No, this is Chuck's son.
I mean, Chuck's son. He got to show out for this one.
Yeah, but I think they all think that Twist Up is an appropriate soda for a get-together.
He's like, brainwashed them. He's brainwashed
the like,
kids.
Yeah. Like, they just don't know.
A lot of respect to Chuck, because you know I got my kids thinking dessert rice is something that everybody in the world eats.
Because I enjoy a good mariachi band, but when I'm hosting, you know, instead of like Dr. Pepper, it's like, you know, Mr. Salt. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's the worst knockoff in the history of sodas. I don't know.
Hawk, I'm going to bring you some dessert rice.
I'm good. Bring me an Aperol Spritz, though.
But have you ever tasted it?
I know what rice tastes like, and I know what sugar tastes like, so I've got the ingredients down.
Rice, butter, sugar, and honey mixed up.
I love rice, just soaked in butter. I mean, who doesn't love that? But yeah, I don't need to sweeten that.
Do you like honey?
I do, but not for. In other words, if you're asking me, am I being held hostage on a Somali pirate ship? And that they're going to give me that as something to satisfy my sweet tooth. That's great. But if you're asking me where does dessert rice fall on my rankings of any other dessert that's available to me, I would take a Butterfinger bar, which I hate, over dessert rice.
So you just said it. You acknowledge you love rice. You love butter. You love butter and rice. You love sugar and honey. But you don't want all your favorites mixed into one bowl?
I didn't say any of those were my favorites. I just said that I like them. Honey's not my favorite anything.
It is delicious. All right. Dessert rice.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Speaking of Funky Buddha and Aperol Spritz and parties and Mother's Day and all that stuff. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is next. Don't go anywhere.
Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market.
You can make throat clear right before.
I tried to pause and unpause, and I got phlegmy because I thought about the dessert rice.
Right, you started it. You're like Pavlov's dog.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida. We want Florida.
Hawk and Crowder.